This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. I'm taking a walk through the book of Proverbs as we consider the Proverbs of chapter 13. And of course, there's going to be much said in Proverbs about wisdom. And so this morning we might think about wisdom and folly. And so Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1 has this verse: "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." And so I want you to notice here that instruction implies rebuke. So instruction can be a positive thing, but it can also be a negative thing. It can be something where we say, well, you know, there's a way to improve that. But the scorner doesn't hear it. The scorner doesn't want to listen. But the wise son gets every bit of mileage out of it, looking up to the father and saying, what a wealth of information I have here. But, you know, sadly, beloved, too often what we see is the son thinks that he knows more than the father and doesn't hear the rebuke and doesn't hear the caution and so on. So there's two choices here that we see. There's either receiving or ignoring. The wise son hears his father's instruction and the scorner ignores it. Which side are you on, and which side are those that you know on? Proverbs 13:10 says that, "Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom." By pride is contention. And isn't this the case? When there is an attitude of superiority, no matter how subtle, no matter how small that attitude of superiority is, there's pride there. There's the sense that, well, I'm better, I know more, I'm better able, I do this a better way, whatever it is. But by that pride comes contention. And God says he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. He says, "Humble yourselves before the almighty hand of God, and he shall lift you up." And he says many things about the subject of pride and about humility. And it's clear that Jesus showed us the way, the path of humility. He showed us that he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So everything about Jesus' life is a life, is a message of humility. It's a message of stepping down. But what we have right here is that the message is that those that refuse to step down, those will suffer contention. Those will have argument and so on. Now let's look at Proverbs 13:20. "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Once again, so often as Solomon puts in the Proverbs here, two different extremes. And so on the one hand, there's the extreme of walking with wise men. And, you know, in a sense, that's the wise son hearing his wise father's rebuke or hearing his instruction. But here we have a wise man walking with wise men. How else, beloved, are you going to become wise than to go and seek out those that are wise in the ways of the Lord and walk with them? And then you will become wise. It says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Oh, choose carefully who your friends will be, those that you'll walk with, because the companion of fools will be destroyed. So I hope you've been encouraged here to consider the example of Christ and walk in humility and lay aside these notions of superiority, and so that we might reflect our Lord as we go about the world and as we interact with people in the world. I'd like to take a moment here to tell you about the Saturday morning Bible study. Every Saturday morning at 7:30 Eastern Time, there is a Bible study that's done live on the phone. We encourage participation, feedback, and so on. The number to reach that is 218-862-1300. That's 218-862-1300. And the ID is 525-819. And you enter that ID, and there's a Bible study there. And so we encourage you to get involved in that. Also, if you'd like to leave a message for any of us at Fountain of Life, use mailbox 99 and enter a voicemail. Thank you.